Get ready for an extra day of work, or a day of free rent, depending on how you look at things. Hi there, everyone. I'm Jeff, and this is Plain English for Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Leap day, the extra day in 2024 is today. I had a different lesson topic planned today, but when I saw it was going to come out on February 29th, I changed things up so we could talk about leap day. And I looked, the next time February 29th falls on either a Monday or a Thursday will be the year 2052. So we have to take advantage of the topic today, since the next time we'll be together on a leap day, I'll be 70. By the way, you might have just heard me use the phrasal verb fall on. That's the expression I'll show you later in the episode. This is lesson number 653, so that means JR, our producer, has uploaded the full lesson content to plainenglish.com/653. Let's get started on today's story. Calendars and clocks are man-made things, but the days and the years are natural occurrences. A day is a spin on the Earth's axis. A year is a revolution around the sun. It would be convenient if a revolution around the sun were equal to an exact number of days, but alas, that's not the case. A year is equal to 365.2422 days, approximately. Since we organize our lives around days and years, we have to create our calendar to match the movement of the Earth. The Gregorian calendar does a pretty good job of this. As you learned in lesson 534, the rule goes like this. Most years are 365 days. Every year that is divisible by 4 is a leap year. That means 2024, 2020, 2016, 2028. But there's just one exception to that. Every centennial year, divisible by 400, so the years 1600, 2000, 2400, they would ordinarily be leap years, but they're not, to keep the calendar as close as possible to the rotation of the Earth around the sun. For years like this one, 2024, the extra day, the leap day, is on February 29th, today. And this year, the leap day falls on a Thursday. Let's take a look at how a leap day affects different people. First, leapers. These are people whose birthday is February 29th. Only about 5 million people in the world have a birthday on February 29th. Now, technically, their birthday comes only once every 4 years. On non-leap years, they celebrate on February 28th or on March 1st. But they can sometimes run into problems. Some computer systems that request a birthday don't show February 29th as an option. Second, statisticians. This is complicated. A lot of economic statistics are calculated on an annual or monthly basis, and a lot of measurements are compared to the year before. A leap year typically has 261 workdays, one more day than a typical year has. That might not sound like a lot, but it's 0.4% longer. A country's economic growth might be 1 or 2% per year, so a year that's 0.4% longer can make a difference in the statistics. Most countries, but not all countries, adjust their economic statistics annually to account for leap years, so that no leap year looks good just because it had the extra day. In effect, they spread the economic value of the extra day around through the other years. But some countries, like Australia and China, they don't adjust for leap days. They might have a slightly higher economic growth rate this year than they otherwise would. Business analysts can have it tough too. Any type of month-over-month comparison might be askew. If a company compares its January 2024 sales with its January 2023 sales, it has a good idea of how much better it's doing this year than it did in the same period last year. But if it does that in February, it might be misleading. This February has 5% more working days than the previous February did. Now feel free to pause this lesson to adjust your spreadsheets if you need to. Retail shops and hotels have an extra day to make sales, but also an extra day of expenses. Salespeople who have monthly quotas normally have a hard time in February, a short month, but on leap years, they can breathe a little easier. The short month of February is a little less short than normal. Next up, workers. Anyone who works for an annual wage is out of luck. If your pay is calculated per month or per year, then you'll work an extra day this year without any type of additional compensation. If you get paid hourly, then you'll get paid for the hours you work. You'll have the chance to make more money this year if you work an extra day. Some salary workers say February 29th should be a holiday. Why should they work an extra day for no extra money? To them I say, be careful what you wish for, because everything you pay for on a monthly basis also includes a free day. Do you pay rent by the month? If so, then you're getting an extra day of shelter. If you own your house, you might pay property taxes and insurance based on a monthly or yearly rate. If so, you get a tax and insurance-free day of property ownership. Do you pay Netflix, Spotify, a gym membership, or Plain English Plus by the month? If so, then you are getting an extra day of service, totally free. You'll pay extra for anything that's calculated by the amount you use: gas in your car, food, electricity, and gas in your house. You'll also pay extra for anything calculated by the day. There aren't many costs that are calculated by the day, but I can think of a big one: interest on loans. Your monthly mortgage or car payment might be fixed, but the interest you pay on the outstanding balance of the loan is often calculated by the day. Not every bank calculates it this way, but many do. If you're a borrower, that means you pay interest on a loan. If your lender calculates interest daily and charges you 366 days of interest this year, then you're out of luck. You're paying more interest because it's a leap year. If you're a saver, though, you might receive an extra day of interest on your deposits. Investors get an extra day of stock market performance to look forward to, but over the long run, global stock markets are about even on leap days. To sum up, you benefit from leap years if your income comes by the hour or by the day, but if your expenses come by the month. You pay extra if your income is fixed by the month or by the year, but if your expenses are more variable. So I think we have enough information to determine the real winners and losers of leap year. The winners would be hourly wage earners who rent their homes, own their cars outright, and have heat, gas, and electricity all included in their rent, and who have large savings account balances at banks that calculate interest by the day. If that's you, then you are doing well this leap year. The losers are salary workers who have mortgages on their homes, car loans, and low bank account balances, and a birthday on February 29th. Plain English Plus members are also the big winners of leap year. A whole extra day of learning English for absolutely free. We do not charge extra for February 29th at Plain English. So my advice to you, if you're a Plain English Plus member, is go absolutely nuts today. Take full advantage. Watch as many video lessons as you can. Write tons of examples. Answer a few more of JR's writing prompts. Give us more work. It's all included. JR and I will work the extra day without any complaint. And if you're not a Plain English Plus member, there's still a chance to sign up and take partial advantage of the free leap year day. You can do that at plainenglish.com/plus, P-L-U-S. I have a very quick and easy expression for you today. Fall on. You're not going to use this very often, but it does have one very specific application that you should know about. Some holidays are always on a specific day of the week. Easter is always on a Sunday. American Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. Ash Wednesday is always on a Wednesday. Good Friday is always, you get the idea. But many holidays are the same calendar day. Christmas is December 25th. New Year's Day is January 1st. My birthday is July 20th. Those are the important ones. These holidays might be on a Monday, a Thursday, a Sunday, any day of the week. And fall on is how we describe what day of the week is a holiday in a given year. We say a holiday falls on a plus a day of the week. This year, 2024, New Year's Day fell on a Monday. Christmas and New Year's always fall on the same day of the week since they are 7 days apart. Back when I was working a traditional job, I always liked it when Christmas and New Year's fell on a Monday. It just made the time off easier. A whole calendar week plus a Monday holiday. But when Christmas and New Year's fell on a Wednesday, it was awkward. You had two stubs of a week, one at the beginning of the holiday period and one at the end. Many government holidays are celebrated on the actual day they occur. In the U.S., July 4th is Independence Day. This year, July 4th falls on a Thursday, so people will get Thursday off. Some companies may give you Friday off too. When July 4th falls on a Saturday, it's common to get the previous Friday off as a holiday. When it falls on a Sunday, it's common to get July 5th off as the holiday. What about the opposite? Instead of a day off, can you imagine having to work an extra day? That's what happens every February 29th. Luckily, this comes only once every 4 years. This year, 2024, February 29th falls on a Thursday. Leap years do funny things to holidays, too. In a typical year, a holiday that fell on a Monday last year will fall on a Tuesday this year. But this year, 2024, New Year's Day fell on a Monday. Last year, 2023, New Year's Day fell on a Sunday. But the leap year causes annual holidays to skip a day in the sequence. New Year's Day 2025 will skip Tuesday and fall on a Wednesday. Listen, all you salary workers are already working an extra day in 2024. I didn't want to make you work too hard on an expression too, so that was an easy one for you. Call it a leap day present from plain English. That is all for us today. This was lesson number 653, so JR has uploaded the full lesson contents to plainenglish.com/653. We'll be back on Monday with a new topic. See you then.